哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
我们相信我们诸位在上个礼拜我们都享有一顿丰盛的感恩大餐。
We pray all have enjoyed a great feast on Thanksgiving.
那同时我们也再次的来回归我们在这一年来我们从神那边所得到的恩典。
And we have a chance to reflect on the blessings we have received from God in the past year.
也献上我们的感恩。
And we have give our thanksgiving.
那不知道我们在过去在这个已经过去的这一年来我们对神的认识是什么。
And I don't know what is our understanding of God in the past year.
我们来看看这个撒母耳记上的第七章。
But let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章第二节到十四节。
From verse 2 to 17 to 14.
撒母耳记上七章第二节。二节，约柜在基列耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。三节。撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。四节。以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单的侍奉神。五节。撒母耳说，要使以色列的众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告神。六节。他们就聚集在米斯巴，打水浇在神的面前当日进食，说我们得罪了神。于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。七节。非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人，以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。八节。非利士人对以色列人对撒母耳说愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。九节。撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与神，做全身的燔祭，为以色列人呼求神，神就应允他。十节。撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战，当日神大发雷声，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。十一节。以色列人从米斯巴出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们直到伯甲的下边。十二节。撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今神都帮助我们。十三节。从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。撒母耳做士师的时候神的手攻击非利士人。十四节。非利士人索取以色列人的诚意，从以格伦直到加特都归以色列人了。数这些城的市境，以色列人也从非利士人手下收回，那时以色列人与亚摩利人和好。这一段经文记载
In this passage it recorded
当这个这个约柜在基列耶林许久过了二十年后
That the ark remained in Kirjath Jerome for 20 years
在撒母耳这个当先知的带领之下。
And they were under the leadership of Samuel the prophet.
以色列人全家他们都归向神，单单服侍神。
All of the house of Israel returned to God and not serve God only.
所以神就救他们脱离当时他们最大的外患仇敌非利士人的手。
So God saved them from their greatest enemy who were the Philistines.
让非利士人再也不敢来入侵他们的国境，来欺负他们。
So that the Philistines dare not to cross over to into their territories anymore.
那以前被非利士人抢走的那些城邑也都夺了回来。
And all the cities that the Philistines had taken were restored back to Israel.
所以撒母耳他在这个米斯巴跟善的中间立了一块石头 取名字叫做以便以谢。
So Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin and called it Ebenezer.
那以便以谢的意思就是到如今神都帮助我们。
And Ebenezer means thus far the Lord has helped us.
以色列百姓在撒母耳先知的带领下他们经历了以便以谢的神。
Under Samuel, the Israelites experienced the God of Ebenezer.
他们对神的认识是神是以便以谢的神。
Their understanding of God is the God of Ebenezer.
那其实在这之前，以色列百姓对神的认识可不是这样。
Prior to this, their understanding of God is not this.
在我们刚刚所读的这个圣经七章的第二节一开始说说约柜在基列耶林许久过了二十年。
In verse 2, it says that the ark was over there for 20 years.
我们或许会问说，约柜什么时候跑到基列耶林来了？
And we might wonder, when did the ark went over there?
约柜不是应当在示罗的会幕里面吗？
Should it be in the tabernacle?
原来在这之前约柜曾经到外国去流浪过。
And the reason was that the ark actually went to foreign lands for a period of time.
曾经被这个他们的敌人腓力士人掳到这个腓力士地去啊。
The Philistines had captured the ark and took it back to their lands.
那这到底是怎么一回事？
So what happened?
怎么神的约柜怎么会被敌人掳到这个外国？
Why was the ark of God captured in foreign land?
这个就要从头说起了哈。
Then we have to start from the beginning.
就是之前他们的大祭司以利的那个时代。
And we have to recount the period where Eli was the high priest.
他是怎么带领以色列百姓的？
How did he lead the Israelites?
在他的带领之下，以色列百姓对神的认识以及从神那边所经历的是什么？
And under Eli's guidance, what was the understanding of the Israelites toward God, and what did they understand?
是不是如同刚刚我们所读的这个经文，在撒母耳先知的带领下，以色列百姓对神的认识、对神的经历是以便以谢的神？
Is it the same as under Samuel, where their understanding is the God of Ebenezer?
就是到如今，神都是帮助我们。
Which means God has helped us thus far.
那在以利当大祭司的时候，是不是也如此呢？
Is it the same understanding under Eli?
我们来看这个撒母耳记上的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章我们从十二节来看。
Let's start with verse 12.
记上二章十二节，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。十三节，这二祭司带百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭，正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺的叉子。十四节，将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉，祭司都取了去。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。十五节，又在未烧纸油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说：“将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧，他不要煮过的，要生的。”十六节，献祭的人若说必须先烧纸油，然后你可以随意取肉，仆人就说：“你立时给我，不然我便抢去。”十七节。
17.
如此，这二少年的罪在神面前甚重了，因为他们藐视神的祭物。小字的部分说：“或作他们使人厌弃给神献祭。”我们再跳过来看二十二节。
Let's continue verse 22.
二十二节，以利年盛老迈。听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合。二十三节。他就对他们说：“你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这百姓听见你们的恶行。”二十四节。
24.
我儿啊，不可这样，我听见你们的风声不好，你们使神的百姓犯了罪。我们读到这里。
We'll stop here.
当这个以利当大祭司的时候
So when Eli was a high priest
他跟他的两个祭司儿子他们的 在这个会幕里头的侍奉
And this is their servitude of him along with his two sons who are also priests
不像撒母耳一样
It's not like that of Samuel
撒母耳是让整个以色列全家归向神的
Samuel was able to lead the whole household of Israel back to God.
当我们看到以利跟他这两个儿子他们的服事是让以色列百姓他们厌弃给神献祭。
But the servitude of Eli and his two sons let the men abhor the offering of God.
是让神的百姓犯罪的。
And they let the people of God to sin.
所以我们看到说这个以利跟这个撒母耳不一样的地方。
So we see the difference between Eli and Samuel.
一个是让神的百姓离开神。
One led the people of God away from God.
一个是让神的百姓回归归向神。
And the other led the people of God return to God.
那我们会说，难道这个以利跟他这两个儿子如此无法无天，神就任凭不管吗
？And do we think that God allowed Eli and his sons to do all the sins they wanted.
当然不是的。
No.
神差遣他的使者去警告以利。
God has sent his messenger to warn Eli.
我们来看这个二章二十九节。
In chapter 2, verse 29.
二十九节，我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？我们再看三十节。
30.
因此主以色列的神说我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必看重他；藐视我的，他必被藐视。三十一节。
31.
日子将到，我要折断你的膀臂，你和我要折断你的膀臂和你父家的膀臂，使你家中没有一个老年人。我们读到这里。
Stop here.
在这边神警告这个以利，因为他纵容他的儿子 来犯罪。
Here God warned Eli because Eli allowed his sons to sin.
他看重儿子过于看重神。
He honored his sons more than he honored God.
这个在我们当中曾经有这个有同龄这么开玩笑的说
And there was once a member who once joked
说今天我们有三怕
Today we're scared of three things
什么三怕
Which three
第一个怕鬼
First we are afraid of ghosts
第二个怕得癌症
Second cancer
第三个怕
Third,
怕孩子不理他
that the children will ignore them
所以我们看看我们是不是有这三怕那以利就是其中一个
and Eli is one of them
尊重儿子过于尊重神
for he honored his sons more than he honored God
以至于神的刑罚就真的临到了
thus God's punishment came upon them
那神的刑罚借着这个非利士人来攻击这个以色列人
And the punishment came in the form of the Philistines attacking the Israelites
在这个同样也是叫以便以谢的这个地方
And at the same place, Ebenezer
以色列军跟这个非利士人他们对峙
The Philistines and the Israelites were fighting
那以色列人就害怕了
The Israelites were afraid.
这个地方叫做以便以谢，就是到如今神都帮助我们。
This place is called Ebenezer, which means God has helped us thus far.
但是他们却体会不到、感受不到，说到如今神都帮助啊。
But they did not feel the help of God.
因为之前我们谈过，这个祭司让他们离开神，让他们犯罪得罪神。
Because we have mentioned that the priest led them away from God and led them sin.
一个离开神的人，一个得罪神的人，怎么能够感受到、体验到说到如今神都帮助
？For a person who has departed from God, who has sinned against God, he will not feel the presence and help of God.
那怎么办
So what can they do?
我想一个办法。
They thought of something.
就把神抬来嘛。
So they want to carry God out.
所以他们就从示罗把这个神临在的象征那个神的约柜就抬到前线以便以谢。
So from Shiloh, they took the symbol of God's abidance, the ark, and they took it to the front line of the battle.
心里想说这下子神就跟我们同在了。
And they convinced themselves that in this way, God will be with us.
以便以谢的神来了。
The God of Ebenezer is here.
到如今神都帮助我们了。
God has helped us thus far.
却不知道说他们如此做跟那个拜偶像的腓力斯人有什么不同。
But they didn't realize that what they did were exactly the same as the Philistines who worship idol.
把无所不在的永生的神当成偶像。
They have treated this omnipotent God as an idol.
把他抬到前线，就认为神就跟他们同在了。
Thinking that if they carry him into the front line of the battle, that God will abide with them.
却不去检讨说他们的罪行，他们远离神。
And they fail to reflect on their sins and how they have departed far from God.
所以今天我们会不会像当时这些以色列人一样
？So today, are we similar to the Israelites at that time?
我们把我们的信仰单单只是建立在那个看得见的东西上。
Have we built our faith simply on things that we can see?
所以我们就很在乎很在乎说我们的会堂是不是这个豪华
？Thus, we care about whether our physical chapel is luxurious.
我们的这个我们的这个活动是不是花样新鲜
？Or if our fellowships have interesting activities.
我们的这个信众是不是很多
？Or do we have a large membership?
我们就是追求这个外在看得见的东西
，and we keep on pursuing things that we can see.
来说服自己说，到如今神都帮助我。
In order to convince ourselves that God has helped us thus far.
这是一个危机啊。
This is a crisis.
那所以当然这一场战争就失败了。
And in this battle against the Philistines, they lost.
两个这个以利的儿子这个祭司被杀了。
Both sons of Eli, the priests, were killed.
神的约柜也被抢走了。
And the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant were captured.
这个战败的消息传到后方，传到以利家了。
And the news of the capturing and the loss of the battle came back to the house of Eli.
我们来看这个第四章撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
撒母耳记上16节。
Verse 16.
四章十六节，那人对以利说：“我是从镇上。”来的，今日我从镇上逃回，以利说我儿事情怎么样？十七节。
17。
报信的回答说，以色列人在腓力士人面前逃跑，民中被杀的甚多，你的两个儿子何弗尼、腓尼哈也都死了，并且神的约柜被掳去。十八节。他一提神的约柜。以利就从他的位上往后跌倒，在门旁折断颈项而死，因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。以利做以色列的士师40年。十九节。
19。
以利的儿妇腓尼哈的妻怀孕将到产期，她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫都死了，就猛然疼痛，屈身生产。二十节。
20。
将要死的时候，旁边站着的妇人们对他说：“不要怕，你生了男孩子了。”他却不回答，也不放在心上。二十一节。
21。
他给孩子起名叫以加伯，说：“荣耀离开以色列的，这是因神的约柜被掳去，又因他公公和丈夫都死。”我们看到这个神的审判临到以利家。
Here we see the judgment of God came upon the household of Eli.
在一天之中，以利跟他的两个儿子都死了。
In the same day, Eli and his two sons died.
不但这样，神的约柜又被掳到这个外邦去了。
And the ark of God was also captured.
他的这个儿媳妇在这个南场。 要死之前，他给他新生的这个男儿和男孩子取名字叫做以加伯。
And his daughter-in-law, before she passed away, she called the child Ichabod.
以加伯的意思就是荣耀离开以色列。
Which means the glory has departed from Israel.
所以以利在这个以利跟他的儿子的带领之下，以利本身还有以色列百姓对神的认识跟经历，就是神是以加伯的神。
So under the guidance of Eli and his two sons, the understanding of the people of God is God of Ichabod.
神是降罚，神是审判的神。
God is the God of punishment and of judgment.
神是离开以色列的神。
God is the God that has departed from Israel.
这是之前在撒母耳当先知之前以色列百姓对神的经历跟认识。
This is the understanding of God and their experience of God of the Israelites before Samuel.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
神到底是以加伯的神，还是以便以谢的神？
For us, is God the God of Ichabod or of Ebenezer?
我们从圣经我们看到说神被称作是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
In the Bible, God is also called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神也是约瑟的神。
God is the God of Joseph.
这些人当他们在人生遇到困境的时候
，For these people when they're in hardship,
他们都到神的面前来仰望神的帮助。
They came in front of God to ask for help from God.
如同诗篇那边所说的
，Just like in Psalm.
说我们的帮助从何而来
？Where hence comes from our help?
我们的帮助是从造天地的神而来。
My help comes from the God who has created heaven and earth.
同样的，神也是摩西的神。
In the same way, God was the God of Moses.
摩西带领着以色列百姓200多万出了埃及。
Moses led about 2 million Israelites out of Egypt.
在旷野40年。
And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有去想象过200多万人同时搭帐篷露营那个场景有多壮观哈
？Have we ever imagined 2 million people pitching tents?
而且他们还有这个牲畜哎。
And they had livestock with them as well.
一天下来吃喝拉撒睡要耗掉多少的资源
？The resources they must consume each day must be great.
但是这个40年来。神降玛纳养活他们，神让磐石出水供应他们。
But in this 40 years, God sent down manna every day to feed them and called water out of rock to allow them to drink.
圣经说他们的衣服、他们的鞋子穿了40年也没有破损。
And the Bible also recorded that in that 40 years, their clothes and the shoes on their feet never worn out.
神真的是以便以谢的神啊。
So God truly was the God of Ebenezer.
是到如今都帮助他们的神。
It's the God that has helped them.
到了约书亚。
And then to Joshua.
他带着百姓，这个走干地过约旦河。
He led the people to walk on dry land through the river Jordan.
如同当日摩西带着百姓走干地过红海。
The same way that Moses had led the Israelites to walk through Red Sea.
然后又带着这个以色列百姓得胜就是迦南的这些这个当地的人。
And Joshua led the Israelites to conquer the land of Canaan.
承接神所应许给他们祖先的迦南地。
It's the same land that God has promised their forefathers.
所以神真的就是以便以谢的神。
So God was truly the God of Ebenezer.
但是我们很多时候却没有这样的认识跟体验。
But sometimes we don't have this understanding nor experience.
倒是我们对于这个以加伯的神比较熟悉。
And perhaps we are more familiar with the God of Ichabod.
神是那个审判我的神。
God is the one who judges me.
神是那个降罚的神呢。
God is the one who punishes me.
神离我好远呢。
And God is very far from me.
当我向他祷告的时候他从来没有听呢。
When I pray to him, he does not listen.
当我向他祈求的时候，他总是站在旁边看呢。
When I ask for help, he just stands there.
神离我好远啊。
God is very far from me.
神是以加伯的神。
God is the God of Ichabod.
是审判我，是降灾给我，是离开我的神。
He's the one who judges, gives punishments, and departs from me.
哦，而不是啊，撒母耳先知所说的那个以便以谢，那个到如今都帮助的神。
And we don't experience the God of Ebenezer who has helped us.
为什么会这样？
And why is that?
哦，那我们又要怎么样让这个以加伯的神变成哦，像撒母耳所说的这个以便以谢的神？
And how do we turn the God of Ichabod to the God of Ebenezer?
哦，其实问题啊，神从来没有变，是人在变。
The problem is not with God who does not change, but with men.
哦，所以问题不出在神那边，而是出在人这边。
So the problem is not with God, but with us.
哦，所以我们就来看看，哦，这个撒母耳是怎么样带领着百姓，哦，让他们对神有一个重新的认识。
So let's see how Samuel was able to guide the Israelites to have a new understanding of God.
哦，我们再看回来，哦，撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
哦，我们刚刚哦，读了七章的第二节。
We had read chapter 7 verse 2.
哦，这里说，过了许久，哦，这个过了二十年了，以色列全家都倾向神。
It says, after 20 years, the whole house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
哦，这个倾向神，哦，这个其他，中文本版本的这个翻译啊，哦，这个像现代中文译本翻成说，哦，向神求帮助。
And in some translations, it says to ask help of the Lord.
哦，李正中的译本翻译成说，悲伤哀痛地仰望着永恒主。
And in NKJV, it says lamented after the Lord.
哦，那个新译本翻成说啊，说痛悔寻求神。
And there's other versions that said that they cried out bitterly and repented.
哦，所以简单的说啊，就是站回来到神这一边的意思啊。
And regardless of the version, basically what it says is that they returned to God.
哦，之前啊，哦，这个以加伯的神啊，哦，这个神远离他们，是因为他们远离神。
Before the God of Ichabod had departed from them because they departed from God first.
哦，那要让神回归的唯一的方法就是自己回归归向神。
And the only way for God to return is for people to return to God.
哦，站回到神这一边呢，啊。
To return to the side of the Lord.
哦，这就是和合本所说的倾向神的意思。
Which is to lean back toward God.
哦，曾经有人问哈，在这个 Civil War 哈，这个美国南北战争的期间呢，啊，问这个北方的统帅林肯总统。
During Civil War, someone had asked the leader of the North Side, President Lincoln.
哦，说总统先生呐，啊，哦，每当啊你要跟南军哈，哦，打仗之前呢，哦，你都向神祷告，那南军他也向神祷告。
And they ask, every time you fight with the Confederate Army, you pray to God, but the Confederate Army also prays to God.
哦，北军南军都向神祷告，那到底神要站哪一边呢？
Since both sides pray to God, which side should God take?
结果林肯总统这么回答。
Lincoln answered this way.
他说我向神祷告，并不是求神站到我这一边。
When I pray to God, I don't ask God to be on my side.
而是求神帮助我们，让我们都能够站到神那一边。
But rather to help all of us so that we can be on his side.
站回神那一边。
To be on the side of God.
这个就是从以加伯的神能够变成以便以谢的神的关键。
And this is the key to turn the God of Ichabod to the God of Ebenezer.
但是我们要站回到神这一边也不是很容易耶。
But it's not a simple task to come back to the side of God.
因为在我们堕落的这个人的这个 nature, 人的天性当中啊，总是很容易倾向肉体，总是很容易站到世界那一边去。
Because it's human nature to be weak and to lean toward our fleshly desires and to the side of the world.
哦，是很难站回神这一边来啊。
It's pretty difficult to be on the side of the Lord.
不单是还没有认识神啊，堕落的世人是这样，连已经认识神的人也经常这样。
And this weakness is true not only for the people of the world who do not know God, but also for people who do believe in God.
哦，该隐杀了亚伯之后。
After Cain killed Abel,
神让这个亚当夏娃又生了赛特来替代这个被杀的亚伯。
God allowed Adam and Eve to give birth to Abel to replace, sorry, to to Seth to replace Abel.
所以赛特跟他的后代称作是神的儿子们。
So the sons of Seth were the sons of God.
结果他们的表现是什么？
But what were their actions?
圣经上说，神的儿子们看到人的女子貌美，就随意娶来为妻。
The Bible recorded that the sons of God saw the women of men and married as they wish.
仍然是属肉体，仍然是这个倾向于这个肉体的情欲。
So they still lean toward the flesh and gave in to their fleshly desires.
那直到最后全地充满着强暴，神不得不用洪水毁灭。
And the earth was filled with violence, so God had to destroy it with a flood.
只留下那个传义道的挪亚一家八口。
And only left the family of Noah, eight of them alive.
挪亚成为新世代的主人。
Noah became the new owner of this new world.
那从方舟出来之后的挪亚当了农夫啊。
The Noah that came out of the ark became a farmer.
结果他喝醉酒了。
And one night he became drunk.
以至于露出羞耻来。
And he was naked.
结果还是倾向肉体啊。
So again, he gave in to his bodily desires.
那我们再看看摩西带领着以色列百姓出了埃及。
And Moses guided the Israelites out of Egypt.
如同我们刚刚所说，在旷野这四十年，神亲自养活他们。
And that 40 years, God took care of them personally.
神亲自带领他们。
And God guided them.
但是这些百姓们，他们整天脑袋里都想的是什么？
But what did the Israelites thought about every day?
他们所想的是埃及的肉锅韭菜这个鱼等等埃及的食物。
They were thinking about the food they enjoyed in Egypt.
同样的还是倾向埃及，倾向世界。
Again, they are still leaning toward Egypt, the world.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们都信了耶稣，成为耶稣基督的门徒。
All of us here believe in Christ and are disciples of Christ.
主耶稣说要成为他的门徒，要抛下一切。背起自己的十字架，专心的跟随。
And Jesus Christ said that to be his disciple, we have to let go of everything, carry our own cross, and follow him.
但今天我们想想看。
But today, when we think about this,
我们的内心也好，
whether in our heart,
我们的家庭也好，
whether within our family,
甚至我们的教会也好，
or in our church,
我们到底是站到哪一边？
Which side are we on?
真的是站到神这一边来吗？
Are we on the side of God?
还是我们还是站到世界，还是倾向肉体的败坏呢？
Or are we on the side of world and leaning toward our flesh?
尤其当这个信仰带领的人，
especially for those who are in the position of leadership.
不论是这个在家里当带领的，或在教会里面当带领的，
whether within a family or in the church.
我们要想一想啊，
we have to think about this.
我们到底把弟兄姐妹把我们的家人是带离开神呢还是带回来归向神呢？
Are we guiding our family members and church members toward God or away from God?
是像以利跟他两个儿子呢还是像撒母耳呢？
Are we more like Eli and his two sons or more like Samuel?
这个将会影响到我们对神的认识以及我们对神的经历。
This will influence our understanding and experience of God.
到底是以加伯的神，是那个降灾刑罚离开我们的神，还是以便以谢的神，是到如今都赐福帮助的神？
Is the understanding the God of Ichabod who is the God who judges, punishes, and departs, or of Ebenezer who helps?
这个是我们当信仰带领的人，我们要很小心的。
This is something we have to care about if we lead others in faith.
那单单是站回到神这一边还不够。
And just to be on the side of God is not enough.
我们再看这个撒母记上七章的第三节。
Let's continue with 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3.
三节撒母对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向主。单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。在这边撒母耳先知 进一步要以色列百姓，你们站回到神这一边还不够啊。
So here Samuel is saying that just to be on the side of God is not enough. There's one more step.
你们要神救你们脱离非利士人的手。
In order for God to deliver you from the hand of the Philistines.
就必须要一心的归顺神，单单的服侍神。
You have to prepare your hearts for the Lord and serve Him only.
神不但要他们站回来啊。
Not only did God want them to be on His side.
还要他们一心的归顺，专心的服侍。
God wanted them to return and serve Him only.
换句话说，神要我们做一个一心一意的基督徒啊。
In other words, God wants us to be a Christian with our whole heart.
神要向我们要的是全部的心。
What God wants from us is our entire.
也就是这个主耶稣告诉来问他的这个律法师要尽心尽力尽心尽力来爱主你们的神。
It's what Jesus said to love God with all your might, all your strength.
神不要三心二意的人。
God doesn't want someone who wavers.
如同主耶稣说，你们不可以又要敬拜神又要服侍马门。
You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time.
一个人不可以有两个主啊。
A person cannot have two masters.
因为很容易就不是看重这个就轻忽那个。
Because you will always place more emphasis on one and despise the other.
不是喜欢这个，不然就会讨厌那个。
You will like one and not like the other one as much.
神要我们全心全意的来归向他，来侍奉他。
God wants to serve Him only.
所以神要的是全心不是一半哦。
So God wants the whole heart and not just half of it.
很多时候我们不是不想归向神。
A lot of times it's not that we don't want to return to God.
我们也不是对神没有信心。
Nor we don't have enough faith in God.
而在于我们没有全心。
But the problem is we don't serve Him with our whole heart.
我们现在的弟兄姐妹我们都知道目前各地的真耶稣教会都普遍缺乏全职的工人。
And we know that most of the church lack full-time workers.
我们多么希望说这个每一个教会都有自己的传道。
And it is a desire to have a full-time minister serving in each church.
最好不要有只有一个越多越好啦。
And maybe even more than one.
就像看看其他的基督教会他们牧师不是一个，他们甚至好几个牧师。
There are other denominations that in a single church they would have many ministers.
所以我们都很希望说我们教会也有很多的全职的工人。
So we would love to see our church having a lot of full-time workers.
但现在问题来了。
But here's the problem.
神要的是全心的工人。
God wants a servant that serves with his whole heart.
如果是全职，但是他却不是全心，那这样的工人再多有什么用？
If it's full time but doesn't serve his whole heart, then it's no use.
全职而不全心呢？
A full time worker but not serving with his whole heart.
这个是雇工哎。
This is a hired hand.
再多也没有用啊。
And even if we have a lot of hired hands, it's pretty useless.
神要的是全心的工人。
What God wants is someone who serves with their whole heart.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们有工作，我们有我们的家庭。
We have our jobs, we have our family.
也许我们没有办法来做全职的工人。
Perhaps we don't have the capacity to serve as a full-time worker.
但是我们却可以做一个全心的工人呢。
But we can be a servant serving with our whole heart.
无论在我们家庭也好。
Whether in our family,
在我们的工作职场上也好
in our job,
我们都能够荣耀神
we can glorify God,
我们也都能够带领人来有个好见证来带领人认识神
and we can serve as good testimony to bring others to God.
那我们就是全心的工人啊
If we do so, then we are servants with our whole
heart. 甚至我们能够做到全职工人所做不到的
and we might be doing things that the full-time workers cannot do.
因为我们弟兄姐妹来自社会的各个阶层
Because we are from all corners of the society.
如果我们都能够成为全心的工人
If we can all be workers with our whole heart.
我们能够将这个神的福音神的见证传到社会的每一个阶层
Then we can spread God's gospel to every corner of the society.
这个就是神要的
And this is what God wants.
所以神要我们 要不但站回他那一边，还要我们呢是全心全意的来敬拜，来服侍他。
So this is what God wants, that not only are we on His side, but we serve Him with our whole heart.
哦，这个也是哦，能够经历，能够认识神是以便以谢，到如今都帮助我们的神的秘诀。
And this is the secret to experiencing God of Ebenezer, who has helped us thus far.
啊，所以当百姓们这么做。
So when the Israelites did so.
哦，撒母耳说，哈，要为百姓来祷告。
Samuel started to pray for Israelites.
哦，问题就来了。
And then the problem came.
哦，腓力士人就要来攻击他们了。
The Philistines came to attack them.
平常不祷告没事，一祷告就有事。
When they didn't pray, they were okay. Now they pray, suddenly the problems came.
哦，相信我们很多弟兄姐妹有这样的体验哦。
Perhaps some of us have this experience.
哦，我不热心没事，一热心就有事。
Once I became fervent, other problems arise.
哦，没有要去教会都没事。想要去教会就事情就一大堆。
When I didn't go to church, nothing happens. But when I want to go to church, then other things happen.
哦，所以普遍呢，在基督徒当中有一个错误的这个观念呢。
So oftentimes there's this misconception.
哦，就是说我们哦，信耶稣很好，但是不要太认真。
It's great to be Christian, but don't take it too seriously.
哦，那服侍神也好哈，啊，但是不要太热心。
It's great to serve, but don't be too fervent.
因为太热心、太认真了，会让我们的旗帜鲜明容易成为魔鬼攻击的对象跟目标。
Because if you're too fervent, then you have a target on your back, and Satan wants to attack you.
所以我们最好就像这个台湾话说，趴下趴下，较袂丢钱哈，趴着趴着不会中弹啊。
And there's a saying in Chinese that if you lay low, then you wouldn't get hit with the bullets.
所以经常就处于那种不冷不热的状态。
So oftentimes we became lukewarm.
处在那个远远跟随着主的状况。
As someone who follows Christ at a distance.
其实这是错误的。
This is actually a wrong.
我们看看无论是在这里的腓力士人也好，或者是以色列他们出埃及，在旷野上遇到的第一场征战，这个亚玛利人也好。
Whether it's the Amorites that the Israelites faced after they left Egypt or the Philistines here.
都不是这个神的选民主动去找麻烦的，是仇敌主动来攻击的。
The Israelites did not seek these trouble actively, but the troubles came to them.
而且我们从亚玛利人他攻击的对象他是专挑以色列百姓里头那个进这个最后面的啦，最软弱的啦，落单的啦，就成为亚玛利人攻击的对象。
And the Amorites targeted those who were weak, who were dragging in the back.
所以没有人能够在这一场征战中躲得过嘞。
So no one could avoid this battle.
没有人能够做耶稣基督的逃兵啊。
And no one can give up in battle.
也不是趴下趴下较未着枪是趴下趴下先着枪这个趴着趴着反而先中弹呢。
And if you lay low, then you lag behind, and you'll be the first to be captured.
所以当今唯一的方法就是勇敢的跟着耶稣基督来做精兵。
So the only way out of this is to be a brave Christian soldier.
有个笑话这么说啊。
There's a joke.
说在每个教会的会堂的这个屋顶上都有一些魔鬼。
That on every roof of a chapel there are demons.
那这个有些在教堂的屋顶上的魔鬼闲得发慌在那边打瞌睡。
And there were some who were very bored and dozing.
那你看这个屋顶下面这信徒聚会的情形也是差不多了。
And then if you look at the congregation in service, it's about the same.
行到听到乏味祷告无力。
That they're bored in sermons and their prayer has no power.
大家都在打瞌睡。
And people are falling asleep.
所以屋顶上的魔鬼也是打瞌睡。
So the Satan and demons waiting on the roof were also dozing off.
那有一些教堂的屋顶上的魔鬼是在那边跳 disco 的。
And there are some who are dancing disco.
好像那个屋顶像这个铁巴亚吉那铁板烧的那个铁板好烫的他们一直跳啊。
Where the roof is so hot that they are jumping around.
那你看那屋顶下面的聚会的情形。
And if you look at the congregation for those churches.
听到认真的做笔记。
They're very concentrated when they're listening to sermons, taking notes.
祷告啊，好圣灵充满。
And when they're praying, they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
难怪屋顶上的魔鬼受不了。
So then Satan above on the roof cannot stand it.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当然这是笑话，这是故事。
This is just a story, a joke.
但是我们想想看我们自己的信仰的状况。
But let's reflect the state of our faith.
我们想想我们教会的情况。
And the status of our church.
我们到底是精兵还是逃兵呢？
Are we Christian soldiers or are we trying to escape from battle?
如果我们要经历那个以便一切的神。
If we want to experience the God of Ebenezer.
这个属灵的征战没有人能够躲得过的。
We cannot escape the spiritual battle.
那最后神带领他们打赢了这一场这个非利士人来攻击的战争。
Lastly, God guided them and they had victory over the Philistines.
他们这个立了一块石头取名叫做以便以谢。
And they set up a stone and called it Ebenezer.
之前他们在以便以谢失败。
Before they had lost a battle at Ebenezer.
现在他们在以便以谢成功。
Now they gain victory here.
同样都叫以便以谢。
The same place called Ebenezer.
有什么不一样？
But what's different?
为什么一个失败，一个胜利？
Why is it a failure once and success?
因为之前的那个以便以谢是有虚有其表的。
Because the Ebenezer in the first one is just on the surface.
表面上说到如今神都帮助。
On the surface, it seemed that God had helped them.
但是他们实际上却是离开神的。
But in essence, they have departed from God.
所以。没办法体验以便以谢这个神这个的帮助。
So they couldn't experience God's help.
但现在他们回归了。
But now they have returned to God.
站回神这边。
They are on the side of God.
全心全意归向神，服侍神。
They serve God with all their heart.
当然神就帮助他们。
Then of course God helped them.
如同以便以谢这个名字一样。
Just like the name Ebenezer.
到如今神都帮助我们。
God has helped us thus far.
以便以谢的神是到如今神都帮助我们。
The God of Ebenezer is the God that has helped us thus far.
谁帮助我们？
Who helps us?
神耶。
The Lord.
那个无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的神帮助我们。
The omnipotent, omniscient God has helped us.
那我们还怕什么呢？
So who should we be afraid of?
神是以便以谢的神。
God is the God of Ebenezer.
是那个到如今神都帮助我们的神。
The God who has helped us thus far.
以前神帮助我们。
God had helped us.
现在神也要帮助我们。
God is helping us now.
将来神还要帮助我们。
And God will continue to help us.
我们还烦恼什么呢？
So do we need to worry about anything?
神是以便以谢的神。
God is the God of Ebenezer.
是到如今都帮助我们的神。
The God who has helped us.
神帮助的是谁呀？
Who does God help?
我们呢？
Us.
是你，是我，是我们大家。
So you and I, it's everyone.
那我们还要仰望谁？还要依靠谁呢？
So who do we entrust and rely on?
愿我们我们都能够体验到，都能够认识这位以便以谢的神。
May we all experience this God of Ebenezer.
来作为我们接下来的一年。我们对神的认识跟体验。
And may this be our understanding as experience of God in the next year.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
491首。
491.
394首。
Sorry, 394.
我们感谢神啊，在上午的带领。
We thank God for guiding us through this morning.
哦，也让我们再一次来认识他，就是以便以谢的神。
That we can have this understanding that He's the God of Ebenezer.
哦，是那到如今都帮助我们的神。
It's the God who has helped us thus far.
哦，我们现在要来向他祷告。
Now we'll pray to Him.
好，我们祷告的时候，我们也继续为我们所知道啊需要帮助带祷的弟兄姐妹啊，以及啊，亲爱的慕道朋友来祷告。
In our prayer, let us remember those who need our prayer.
好，让他们同样也跟我们一样体验到神就是以便以谢的神。
That they can be like us and experience the God of Ebenezer.
啊，也为我们教会的圣工发展来祷告。
Let's also pray for the development of the holy work in our church.
因为我们的神是以便以谢的神。
Because our Lord is the God of Ebenezer.
好，我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray.